KCSI Sports here with Red Oak Tiger cross country coaches Weston Rollins and Sue Ann French. Same thing I had with the interviews earlier. You guys get up and get after early in the morning.
Yes, we do, because it's cooler in the morning.
Weston, you?
Well, she's up like 3 hours before me, so she's a little more up and out than I am, but we're here and we're working, so.
Guys, tell me a little about your cross-country program. You've got good numbers out, I believe, for both the girls and program. Sue Ann, we'll start with you. Tell me about the program.
We have about 10 boys out and 5 girls, not including middle school. And that's good. I mean, they're kids that want to be here. They want to run. They want to work as a team and do well, and they're excited, and that's exactly what we want. And of course, you'll have kids that, you know, they want to come and just run and get better for the next sport or whatever it may be. And that's awesome. But, yeah, wish we had more. If there is anybody out there that wants to run cross country, we'll take you.
Weston, tell me about the off season. I mean, there's really no off season anymore in sports. You kind of, whatever sports you are, you're going at it year round. But in the summertime, what did a lot of the kids do to get ready for your fall, program here?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right with, in order to be really successful in the sport, it's a commitment well outside of the season. If you live in town, I'm sure you've seen our top runners running around all the time. So, I know our boys specifically have been training all year, really, for this. And, yeah, that's what you got to do anymore if you want to have big-time success. So.
And speaking of success, especially on the boys' side, this is a Red Oak boys' team coming back, let's say, with a lot of expectations, mm-hmm. finishing 7th, I believe, in Class 2A in team competition, and you basically have all your runners back, the main players. How do those expectations motivate or drive the team?
Well, I think it really drives them in preseason rankings, with Emmanuel and Hayden being ranked already. And then I'm on the 2A boys ranking committee, and all the coaches are thinking Red Oak's going to make some noise this year. So it's exciting. We just keep pushing the boys, and they've got goals and telling them how great can this be? And that's exciting, but one step at a time. You know, we peak at the end. So we'll run all these meets. We got into a couple of different meets, and Weston and I have been looking at things and saying, where can we see the best competition? And around here, it may not, you know, there's some teams around here that are, you know, that we want to see, obviously Shenandoah, Riverside and things, but we're going to go to some different, we're going to go to Pella and some different places so we can team. But as far as the team, the boys, they're fired up, and we had a great track season. And coming off that track season, you know, those middle distance guys, they're excited. And we were running 2 weeks after state track. So, and, you know, like Weston, we're building this boys team. A lot of them are seniors, and we're missing Bryce and Kale, but we've got guys to fill in the spots.
Weston, Hawkeye 10 champs last year, which is going out the door. You win a Hawkeye 10 championship, but you come into a conference, a WIC conference, where you go into a conference where you have a defending state Class 1A champ in Riverside. Tell me a little about that. You know, it's an individual sport, but yet you're going to see these teams in a conference championship. Tell me the change to the WIC. Is there any change in relation to how you approach things this year, or is it pretty much the same?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's pretty much the same. I mean, really the only difference for us is rather than having Hawkeye 10 conference tournament, now we're having WIC conference tournament. But I really don't think it's going to feel much different this year. Yeah, I think Riverside is a great opponent for us. We love going to meets where Riverside's at and chasing after them because, I mean, obviously they are extremely good team. So, I'm looking forward to running against them a lot because I think they really pushed us last year to have the success that we did. So.
And tell me a little bit about a couple of your runners. In particular, I want to talk about Emmanuel Grass, Hayden Heathbrink. They're kind of the leaders in terms of coming back. Tell me about them and their progression, and where do you see them going this senior year for both of them?
Well, Emmanuel Grass has a goal of being a state champion. He's going to have those two Sheridan boys and that Denver boy. But I love that goal. He's really got to get his times down because he's looking at colleges now and all the things, but also thinking of the team. Hayden, he'll be up on that deck this year. He just missed it last year getting, and as a sophomore getting 16th, that's huge. So he's looking at top 10, if not better. And he's running like a dog. I mean, he had a great track season. He is tough as nails. And I love that about him. And then we fill in with Osell and the rest of the guys. And, you know, we had three qualify for state individually. And that's huge. And I said, that just feeds off of, you know, they're feeding off each other. And for this year, boy, I'm excited.
And Weston, I guess that qualifying as a team, that's got to help. I mean, that's got to give confidence. Everyone got to experience that state atmosphere last year.
Yeah. Well, I think definitely going in this year, we've done it now. And so they know they can do it. And when I just hear the boys talking about it, they just talk about how fun of an experience it is. And, you know, for me as a coach, I'm not going to put pressure on it as like, oh, we have to repeat and do it again. But I think the fact that they had so much fun last year is going to be a good internal motivator for them to do it again. Cause it was a blast. It was fun.
And Serena, let's talk about the girls team, the younger team, a team that's making progress and strides, but in a different way.
Yes. We've got five girls out and two are dual sporters, two freshman girls, Anna Shelley and Mallory Jenkins. And I'm excited about that because they both are really good runners and they'll fit right in with those senior girls. We've got the three are seniors, Leah Walker, Jillian Hyman, Kate Horn, but they're great leaders. And I love that. Mallory Jenkins and Anna Shelley both had a great track season. So in middle school. So I feel like they'll be able to feel that push. They will probably, just like the others, they'll peak at the end. They're going to learn how to run a 5K because they have no idea. They've never done it before. But, yeah, I'm excited for those five girls. They'll have a lot of fun, which is great about the girls. And maybe not huge, huge goals. Maybe we're working on time. Let's get those times down and to get better. But Mallory and Anna, yeah, they'll help the team a lot. I'm excited about them.
Yeah, it's good to have a group of girls that can push one another within that team concept. Guys, what are our thoughts as we wrap up here just as you go into this cross-country season for the Road Tiger program? We'll start with Weston.
Yeah, just come out and support us when you can. I mean, we're going to be, like I said, the boys are going to be traveling long distances this year. But if you haven't come out and watched a cross-country meet, it is a very exhilarating 20 minutes. it's quick. It's not as long as other sports, but it's it's cool to see Red Oak Tigers in front of the pack. So,
and Sweet and Red Oak will have their home meet. That'll be coming up here in a couple, 3 or 4 weeks probably.
Yeah, September 14th. It's on a Monday. And, come out and support us. It is super fun, like Weston said. And, that's the Paul Fish Invitational. We love that Paul has dedicated so much time and energy and money into helping our team out with trophies. He helped with our timing system, paying for that at the track. But yeah, it's such a fun sport and we're so excited. And I love, like Weston and I right now, we're like, okay, here we go. Here we go. And we peak at the end. That's what's so fun is to watch the progression of this team and like what we did last year and how exciting it got after every meet. And they were like, hey, this is something special. And I hope and I pray and I want to see that again this year. And I know we will. It takes time. We have to be very patient. And it's so fun. But yeah, we're so excited for this season for the boys and girls. It'll be fun.
Coaches, good luck. Go get them and I guess go running now early in the morning.
Yes, go Tigers.
I like to watch them run.
There you go. Red Oak Tiger cross country coaches Weston Rollins and Sue Ann French. Thank you guys so much. Go get them.
Thank you.
This has been KCSI Sports.